Hi, this is Jerry, certified credit repair specialist with the Credit Pros.
Hey Jerry, this is Kenneth with AM1. I have a client for you. Hotspot me ready? Our phone number
Yes, go ahead.
is going to be 713-538-6865.
And how much is he looking to apply for?
10,000 low credit score, okay?
Okay, go ahead and transfer him
Here it
over.
comes.
Hi, good afternoon, Andrew.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Andrew. How you doing today?
Fine, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, Andrew, the reason for you were transferred over to me is because I believe you're currently looking for a personal loan, right?
Yes.
Now, the reason you were sent over to me is because your credit score wasn't high enough in order for them to proceed with your loan. Now, this doesn't mean
Okay,
you were denied.
what is my credit score, if I'm not being too discourteous?
Okay, so they haven't sent me the full information, so yeah, so I'm waiting for it to load here so I can be able to tell you what your score is, okay?
You don't know what you just said, my credit score isn't high.
No, the reason you were sent to me is because it wasn't high enough for them to proceed. Now they're
Okay.
sending me the information over through the e-text email, and I still haven't received it. So once I receive it, I'll let you know what your credit score is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see here. Okay. Still searching. Now, while I get the report, can you tell me the last time you checked your credit report, did you notice any negative items being reported or anything like that?
Yeah, I think they had a couple of like a cell phone bill that came up from several years ago, something of that nature. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It wasn't anything that was 800, 900, 10,000 or anything like
Nothing
that.
too
It may
high.
have been, I think it was maybe $185 or 200 and something. That's what I tried to explain. Even at this point in my life, as old as I am, I've never incurred a total credit to any companies out there over $2,500. Never. And
Okay.
only thing I was doing now was I wanted to get a decent loan without a big high APR so I could pay everything off and just pay you
One
off
account.
in one account. That's all I want to do. But the APR and stuff is so high. You try to borrow $1,500, you have to pay 4,000 back. And
Yeah.
I understand when you incur this situation, it has to happen. And that's why I was just trying for a one-time thing to pay off all my accounts. And the only thing I would have to pay is just you all back. And I could
Okay.
easily do that. You could deduct that from a regular,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yes, you can set up to make the automatic payments, right? So we can deduct it from your
Yes,
weekly
but the thing
pay,
is,
right?
you just, you. If you can't get anyone to actually, and I know it's the customer's fault, but you just can't get anyone to actually believe in you, and it's just unfortunately the way things are going this day and time.
No, I gotta
But I
disagree with
think
you on that.
everybody needs to air. Pardon me?
Because I gotta disagree with you on that, because we believe you, so we'd be able to help you out.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, what we need to do here, basically, from what I understand, is that the only thing that's holding you back is your credit. So what I want to do now is I'm gonna go ahead and request a soft copy of your credit report from Equifax. That way, I can get an updated look at exactly what is being reported. That way, I can see if there's
Yes.
anything there that may be affecting your credit. Okay. Now, I can assure you
Yes.
that this will not affect your credit score in any way, since this is just going to be a courtesy pull, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is just to identify what may be affecting your credit today. So let's go ahead and see what is being reported. Now, for that, Andrew, I would need to confirm some information here with you. So today I'm
Sure.
speaking with Andrew, and that is spelled Andrew.
Yes.
Last name, Mays, is spelled Mays, right?
Yes.
Andrew, do you have a middle initial?
No.
No middle initial, good. And can you go ahead and provide me with your physical address, please?
Yes, my physical address is 813 Arizona, as in the state of Arizona, Arizona Avenue, Wake Village, Wake, and Village, Village, and Texas, 75501.
This shows up as Texarkana.
Yeah, Texarkana. Well, that's the thing. They have the same. I just went to City Hall in reference to this, and yeah, it shows up as the same thing. But okay. when you actually cross into where I live, there's a sign that says Wake Village. But it's the same as Texarkana, Texas.
Wow, that's amazing. So they haven't made up their mind yet.
Same zip code and everything. We actually have a Texarkana, Texas, and a Texarkana, Arkansas also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. And they're right across the street from each other.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I see your phone number is 713-538-6865, right?
Yes.
Email is maze.andrew60@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, Andrew, can you go ahead and verify your social security number and date of birth in that order so we can get access to your credit summary?
426-06-6280.
And the date of birth?
8/31/60. And that's why I'm trying to take care of these things, because in about 5 years I'm going to retire, and the first thing the Social Security place says is, make sure you take care of all your bills before you retire. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring if I have $3,000 worth of bills, I can get a $5,000 loan or whatever, pay that, and then in 2 years I could pay whatever APR is there and pay you all back, and I'll be finished. And that's a short range goal, because I'm an older guy. But like I said, this APR and everything, and I think I made the mistake of years ago when I relocated and moved around, I might have left a cell phone that bill for $100 that didn't get paid, or maybe a cable place when I moved from Houston to here that maybe had a $206 bill that I didn't pay, which was my mistake, and it just stayed in the past, and it showed up on my credit and messed everything up for me. That's why I try to tell my stepkids and anybody that'll listen to just pay you.
Yeah. Now, I do have to go over some authentication questions here with you. Now, these are questions that only you would know the answers to, okay?
Yes.
First question says, you may have opened a student loan in or around March of 2019. If this applies to you, can you tell me who would the lender be for this account? Would it be U.S. Bank, First Midwest Bank, Commerce Bank, or United States Department of Education?
It should have been United States Department of Education, but all that was that forgiveness that went across after the pandemic. So I no longer have that on my
report.
That was when Trump was in office. All that was forgiven, so that's been wiped off.
Okay. It says here, according to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan in or around August of 2020. If this applies to you, can you tell me who would the lender be for this account? Would it be Chrysler Capital Corp, BB&T, JP Morgan Chase, or Colonial Auto Finance?
I don't know exactly who, I can't remember, but I have an automobile which will be paid off in August. And those payments have been made every 2 weeks since the day I purchased the car. And my last payment should be this August, and I'll be getting my title, and I'll be finished with that.
Awesome. And it says, how much were you paying for your monthly payments on that car?
$226 biweekly, so it was right under $500 per month. And they were always on time.
Correct. According to our records, you currently owned, leased, or have owned within the past year one of the following vehicles. Now, this would be prior to March of 2018. We have a Saab 9000, a Cadillac CTS, Audi 100 LS or an Audi S7?
No, Saab. I had a Audi, which I paid cash for and paid it off years ago, and I currently have a Cadillac, which would be paid off in August of 2023.
Okay. Now,
I don't know where the Saab. I wish I had owned the Saab. I have no clue about that.
Those are pretty nice cars.
Yeah, I did have an Audi, but like I said, I paid it off. But the thing is, at that time, I didn't have a warranty, and the transmission went out. And it was going to cost almost the total value of the car to actually get it replaced. So,
yeah. Wow. Okay,
oh,
now,
yeah,
according
to some expensive cars.
Last question here says, which of the following is the license plate number that is associated with the automobile registered in your name? We have a set of four license plate numbers here. Now, let me go ahead and read them off to you. If anyone rings the bell, let me know.
Okay.
So we have PWPD79 X97KJE. We have P99MF7 NVB2635. Or none of the
above. That's me. That's the Cadillac. That's the
NVB?
Cadillac CTS.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
2635, yes.
That's the one, correct. Now let's see here what your report says. Okay. Actually, it's at a 556. Not bad. Still needs improvement, though.
Yeah, I think everybody should have a 700 credit score. But that's why I tell people, don't make the mistakes that I make. You know, a lot of people move around and relocate, and they leave these little bills, and they pile up on your credit report, and it goes in as unpaid. And anytime they, you know, now they turn over anything to a collection agency. So that's why I messed up, and that's why I say anybody that listens, I'd be glad to tell them.
Okay. So let's see here. I'm trying to see what I see here, what's being reported as negative on your account, okay?
Yes. Thank you for your courtesy, man. I appreciate it. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear this negative stuff, but it's life. It's the reality.
And so it's really important to keep track of what's being reported on your credit report. You know, some of these items may drag your score down to a zero.
Yes, I understand that. That's why I appreciate it. I was, you know, everybody goes to a point where they got to do something that they shouldn't do to help someone else. So that's what happened here. And, you know, I never recovered from it, but I'm looking for one last chance before I try to retire in a few years. I'm just going to try to make a clean slate.
So you're trying to make sure you have a good, like, good retirement, right? So make sure nothing's old.
Yeah,
I
qualify for my pension, but it's not paying that much from a long time ago. But the main thing I want to do is just pay this little stuff here off. And
right.
Like I said, I do have a plan where if I can pay all these little things that are popping up off, and then I can just get a lender to loan me maybe $76,000, something like that, just to pay everything off, and then you could just deduct from my regular direct deposit every month to pay you all off. And that's what I'm looking for, just someone. I don't, you know, and what they do, they try to give you $1,400, $1,500, and they want you to pay for almost $4,000 back, and you can't really do anything that way. You know, that's the only thing. And
now, I do see
going,
here. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Instead of going to my family, you know, you don't want to do that at this stage of your life, you know.
Yes. I do have your report here in front of me, and Equifax is reporting that you have 9 negative accounts.
As far as what? And see, that's what I'm saying. How much do they amount to? Because I want to pay those off, too. And
okay, so I'm going to read out to you. I'm going to read each and every one of them out to you.
Okay, thank you.
First one is with U.S. Department of Education. This is your student loan, right?
Yes.
This one says it's currently opened. It was opened on March 15th of 2019. Balance on this right here is $10,814. Another one for the U.S. Department of Education. March 15th of 2019. So it's going to be the okay. So this one's reporting twice. I don't know why. Why is it reporting twice?
I think that, like I said, there was the forgiveness. That loan was wiped out.
Because it's still reporting as opened here.
Yeah, but I haven't received any information. The only thing I received was the last letter when the last president was in office, which stated that the forgiveness program was in effect and I no longer was authorized to pay anything on that loan.
Okay, so you're no longer should be getting charged on this loan. This should be already closed out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I haven't had any information, no follow-up, no nothing.
Okay, so we can go ahead and dispute these with all three credit bureaus. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 Department of Education accounts. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not aware of any of those because, like I said, they were supposed to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And there hasn't been any correspondence. Nobody's emailed me. Nobody's sending any letters. No nothing that I had to reply to at all.
Okay. No problem. Now those are all opened here. That's closed, open account. You have an account with, well, all these are U.S. Department of Education. Portfolio Recovery and Capital. Are you familiar with them?
No, sir.
We'll go ahead and check mark that for dispute. Another one for CCS Collections.
Now, what is that exactly?
It was established February 1st of 2021 for a balance of $321. Currently opened.
Who is the payee I'm supposed to be paying? See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who that is. That's why I'm trying to get someone to work with me so that I can,
even if
a company would monitor those payments and make them themselves, and then I'm just going to continue working. They would be able to just deduct everything back out of my monthly, my regular pay period. That's all I'm trying to do, to get somebody to work with me.
Perfect, and you reached the right place. We can work with you and help you improve your credit score to get you where you need to be. Now, all these
and I would like just for you all to do it. That way, everything would be covered, and you know that I'm being real here now.
Okay, now yeah. As far as Department of Education, so they're all reporting one report: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When it really is just one account, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what it right here is being reported as 6, so I can get these disputed because normally it's just one account. So I don't know why they have it 6 times here. So that's why it's affecting your credit. Now, positive accounts, you have 1, and it's with First National Bank, established December 27th of 2016, currently closed, but it's still reporting as positive, so that's good. And you have 1 Hard Inquiry. Are you familiar with it?
Who is that?
A hard inquiry is when you apply for a loan and a third-party lender pulls your credit report, does a credit check that generates a hard inquiry, normally lowering your score down 10 points.
Yeah, well, I think I have received a letter telling me it was declined because of, so I'm familiar with that, yes.
Now, we can definitely get this disputed here and get it cleared out from your account as far as well as these negative items here, the 9 that you have.
Yes,
now, how do we do that? Well, we do provide you with a few. Well, you do qualify for two of our programs. Now, one of them comes with a trade line. Are you familiar with what a trade line is?
No, sir. Not at all.
How about a line of credit?
I am familiar with a line of credit. I mean,
perfect. Now, basically,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Basically, it's the same thing. Now, the only difference with the line of credit and the trade line is that you don't get a credit card. So that means you can't buy gas or fast foods.
I don't want anything. Sir, let me tell you, if you can give me any type of assistance, I have no problem with any of that. I just want to try to consolidate the debts that I have. You know, I'm working
now,
and I am making a check. So as far as gas and that other stuff, I can provide that on my own. I'm just trying to clear my accounts the best that I can.
Correct. Now that's what we're gonna do here. So now that's one of the programs that you qualify for. So you don't need the line of credit or a trade line, right? You just need something to clear out the negative items. Now that would be the second option.
Okay.
This would be the second option, which would be the Prosperity Program, which is designed to help you clear out negative items here on your account using the FCRA law, which helps us force delete any misleading information from your account here as if it never existed. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I already mentioned these Department of Education is reporting as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven accounts here, which is normally just one account, right?
Yes.
Now, we got to get these extra ones removed. And this portfolio recovery account that you say you don't know, and the CCS collections and Department of Education. Now, this one, well, it has a zero balance, so that one's already taken care of.
Yeah, I'm aware.
By us removing all these negative accounts, that would bring your credit score back up to a, let's see, I'll do the math here with you real quick. Let's see.
Thank you, man.
No problem. Now, you had 10 points to the 556. That would be 566 plus the nine negative accounts. You take a certain percentage of this would be back only. So you would be like at least at a 610.
Anything
which is not bad.
600, man, I think for what I've gone through, I think that would be just great, man.
That's
all I can say.
600 is not bad. Now we can still, you know, improve that more a little bit more. Now, the way we're going to do that is because we know that 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history. We also provide you with a credit builder program to where your payments to us will also be reported as positive credit to all three credit bureaus, helping you establish a positive payment history and a positive credit score. Now, the program that I'm talking to you about is the Prosperity Program, which is, let me see, let me go ahead and confirm that for you because I can get you a better one, better option here so you don't have to pay much, okay? Now I'm trying to help you out here and get you where you need to be for the less amount that we can.
I appreciate anything that you can do.
Right now, don't worry, we'll be able to help you out. Let's see, Andrew Mays. Go back up here, sign up, and that would be... Now, yes, this Prosperity Program would be actually not bad, pretty nice. It's a... start off would be $119, and after that it would be $79 month to month.
Okay. And what would that involve, sir?
That would be the program that is designed to clear out all the negative items here on your account. That means we're going to be sending out unlimited dispute letters targeting those negative items to all three credit bureaus at the same time, challenging them, challenging each and every one of them. Now, if they will have 30 days to respond to us, if they can't, they will. We will be using the FCRA law, which will help us force the deletion of these negative items off your account as if it never existed, okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is a pay-as-you-go program. You can pay as you go for services rendered. Now, once you see that your credit score is where you want it to be, you can opt out with no questions asked. And you also have a 90-day money-back guarantee. So that means if we fail to remove any negative items from your account, you can request your money back after day 91, and you will be receiving every dollar you spend with us from day one up until day 91. So that means you have nothing to lose except for these negative items here on your account.
So your company actually is not a lending agency or a loan company.
We work with them. We work hand in hand. So you do know everything is required. Everything is tied up on your credit score, right? So if you want to get a new car, new house, new job, you got to have a good credit score, right?
Well,
so we work hand in hand with this company. That would definitely, like I said, you know, this you have been pre-approved, okay? Now they just want you to
for what?
For the loan that you're looking for. remember you're trying to apply for a, it was
What was the amount?
$1,500 to $2,500 loan, right?
What was the amount that I was approved for?
$2,500.
See, that's, and what's the APR on that?
The interest rate, you mean?
I'm sorry, the interest rate, yeah.
Let's see.
See, that's what...
I think it's 2%.
Pardon me?
I think it's 2% interest rate. No, but you needed 9,000, you said, right?
No, I don't need that much. I don't even have that much outstanding deals. I think outstanding, I have maybe 3,500 or 3,800, less than $4,000. That's why I was trying to apply for maybe a $3,000 loan so that I could just pay all this stuff off.
So the 25 wouldn't work for you?
Yes, as long as I don't have to pay $5,000 back,
right? No.
for borrowing that. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. That's. I mean, I can't get ahead, and you
okay,
know,
now,
if
so, like I'm saying, you know, just we are definitely flexible. We can work with you and make sure that you just pay back what you use or what you need. So you need at least 3 to 4, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we can
help,
we can work.
No more, no less.
More.
I'm not trying to get. I just want to try to make.
Okay, so
make,
for us to go ahead and proceed with this loan, we would need you to help. Need you to improve your credit score, and that's why we can sign you up with this program.
How long would this whole process take, sir?
Well, the loan will be there right after you sign up, right? But the process will only take no more than 6 months.
6 months?
No more. Like
well,
4 to 5, 3 to 4.
I know. Well, you know what? What's your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry, I understand exactly, man, and I really appreciate your courtesy. But 6 months will be next year, and I'm trying to go another route. I may have to just borrow something from somebody in my family.
I'm not sure you're understanding me correctly.
So, yes, sir.
I'm not saying that it's going to take you 6 months to get the loan, okay?
Oh.
No, the loan's going to be there once you sign up with us, okay? But it'll take about 3 to 4 months for us to actually improve your credit score, but you'll still be able to get the loan.
Oh, well,
that's just to improve your credit.
My lifelong goal is to retire with a decent credit, at least 750 or something like that.
Correct. Now, that's what that's for.
That's my goal. Okay. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
No, that's okay. Now, like I mentioned, this program is ideal for you because it's going to be the one that's going to target out targeting all these negative items on your account, which is going to help us delete them from your account like if it never existed. So
okay. Well, I would appreciate any type of help at all, sir. Because, like I said, I'm reaching the twilight years, and I want to try to do something right for change.
Okay. Now, remember, I mentioned that, you know, the program to start off would be $119, right? After that, it would be just $79 a month, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out once you see your credit score is where you want it to be. Now,
okay.
No questions asked. You also have that 90-day money-back guarantee, so that means if you don't see any improvements within the first few weeks, you can request your money back after day 91. So you really have nothing to lose except those negative items.
Exactly. I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I just misunderstood earlier, you know. I apologize for that.
If you'd like, you know, I can go ahead and get you started today on this program. Now, I'm not going to start charging the full $119 because I know money right now is a little bit hard to come by.
Exactly. That's why I called you all. That's why I took your phone call, yeah.
I can go ahead and postpone that and get you started today for just $12.95.
That would be fine, sir.
Okay, so we can go ahead and do the $12.95 today. I'm going to push the enrollment fee all the way up till, what's today, the 10th, to the 24th. How does that work for you?
That's fine. That's the next payday for me, so I'll be able to squeeze it out there.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and push it out to the 24th. Now, today will just be the $12.95, and I will help you access your client portal, set up the password for you, and get everything Activated, okay? So
Yes, sir.
today you would be using, what is it, a Visa debit credit master?
Yes.
Okay, ready when you're ready.
Okay, let me grab it here. And that's just $12.95, you said, right?
Yes, today just $12.95 to get you started with the program, get the ball rolling, and activate everything for you, okay? I'm gonna
And
help you set up the. Yes.
I wouldn't be getting another bill until
Until
when?
the 20th, you will be, yeah, the next, the full enrollment will be until the
2 weeks from
24th.
today.
Correct.
And what would that amount be?
Just the 119.
Okay. I hope I can work with that. Okay, let me give you my and am I going to be receiving this information
Right now, you're going to
via
get the information. Yes, text message and email.
and what about paper?
If you wish to receive the paper form too, we can go ahead and send you one out to your address.
I'd like paper and email.
Okay, so we'll
That
send it
way,
out three
that way.
ways.
Yes. And okay, my card number is 4342 5801 7866 2862. And
Expiration date.
0326.
And the last three on the back.
597.
Okay, now before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Like I mentioned, I already set the second setup fee would be to the 24th and every 24th after that. So any questions or concerns before?
No, sir. I just
Perfect.
appreciate your courtesy, and I'm glad that somebody is willing to try to help me out.
I told you, we do believe in you. We believe you what you say. Like you mentioned earlier, no one wanted to believe you. No one wanted to help you out. We do, okay? We believe you. Now, transaction successful. Thank you and welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, you should have received an email and a text message from me. Can you go ahead and verify that for me, please? Let me know if you received them, okay?
Yes, I just received a Credit Pros. Welcome to the Credit Pros.
Perfect. Now, was that the email or text message?
Email.
Okay, now you need to receive the text message. Let me know when you receive the text. Right, just go ahead and
Okay.
open up. You got the text already? If you already got the text message, please open up the one on the text message. We're going to go ahead and set up your client password, okay?
Only thing I have as far as the text message, it said, "Hi Andrew, it's Natalie with M1."
Okay, that's the office I have for you. Now go to the email. The email should have the form, okay? You need to go to the email.
Okay.
Now, do you see anything highlighted in blue that says it has like a link?
Nothing in blue, but it says your log in.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And let me know when it's completely loaded, okay? You're gonna see your
Okay.
the user agreements. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, yes.
Now, do you see anything that says I agree and continue?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that. And it should
Okay.
take you to the next page where it's going to ask you to create your password. Now, the password should be 8 characters long. Should
So I go to
have,
the next step.
yes, go ahead and click on next step first. Once you hit next step, it's going to ask you for you to create a password, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so this password should be 8 characters long. It should have one capital letter and one special symbol. It could be hashtag, money sign, number sign, question mark, either or is your choice. And one number, okay? Make sure it has those four things. Well, actually, three things.
Okay, you said, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That'd be 8, right?
Correct. And it should have one capital letter, one special symbol, and a number and a let number.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that in there.
Okay.
And I'm gonna repeat it.
Yes.
Okay, so go to the next step. Okay, sir.
Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, I thought you could hear me. Now, do you see anything that says next step or continue?
Well, it says, welcome to Credit Pro, and let's do this.
Perfect. Now, let me be the first one to congratulate you on taking the first step into improving your credit score. We're excited to get you through this journey into a healthier credit history. Now, the next step would be I would have to transfer you over to our automated credit advisor, ACE, who will just be verifying that I entered it, all your information incorrectly. Okay, this will only take no more than 2 minutes. And it is very, very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. Okay, now I want you to stay on the
Yes.
line and please do not hang up for the transfer. Okay, now I'm going ahead and get you transferred over right now. Now, Andrew, it was a pleasure assisting you today. Thanks for signing with me on the line. And I guarantee you will not regret making this decision, okay? Welcome to the Credit Pros, Andrew, and I will be transferring you over right about now.
What's your name again, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry, I sure appreciate it, man. I hope you all can help me, and I thank you very much for your courtesy.
Like I said, we already are going to be helping you out right now. So right now, I just need to transfer you over to to ACE so we can verify everything and get everything started for you, okay? We will be sending out
And
the
after
dispute letters. Go ahead.
and after I listen to this, I'm going to listen to it fully. After that, do I hang up or?
Yes, you will be getting contact from the other. Do you remember the text message that you received from N1, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to be getting contacted by them shortly, okay?
Okay, sir.
Now, I will be sending you over to Ace Wright about now, okay? I appreciate your time and patience. Thank you for signing up with us, and welcome to the Credit Pros.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your courtesy.
No problem. Thank you, Andrew, and I'll transfer you right now.